Government officials in Greece say this week's guilty verdicts against members of a domestic terrorist group show the government is serious about making the country safe. On Monday, judges convicted 15 members of the far-left group November 17, which has been linked to nearly two dozen murders since 1975. Greek officials hope the convictions will convince skeptics that the country can handle the security challenges at next year's Summer Olympics. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
After nearly 30 years of assassinations and bomb attacks blamed on November 17, the Greek government said this week it has finally dismantled the group and freed the country from the scourge of terrorism. Fully aware that hundreds of thousands of world visitors are ready to pour into Greece next summer for the Olympics, a government spokesman added, "Greece is now considered one of the safest countries on the planet." But terrorism expert Bruce Hoffman of the RAND Corporation warns against premature celebrations.
The Greek authorities still will have to deal with a very formidable, a very implacable, and a highly capable international terrorist organization that would likely see the Olympics as an attractive target.
It is daunting, says Hoffman, to consider just how appealing the Athens Games may appear to Al-Qaeda or associated anti-Western terrorist groups.
What more symbolic target of the West and of democracy is there than Greece, and secondly, the Olympics itself being, you know, precisely an exemplar of international cooperation of the international community.
Since the Palestinian attack on Israelis at the 1972 Munich Games, Olympic security for the most part has been effective. But there are concerns about Athens. The Washington Post recently cited intelligence reports describing lapses in Greek security preparations, including a person disguised as a pregnant woman who carried a fake bomb through a checkpoint. Security experts also worry that efforts to fight terrorism may be hindered by Greek police officers and soldiers who traditionally wait to receive orders rather than take the initiative themselves. Veteran Greek journalist Alexis Papahelas saw evidence of that at a recent Olympic security training exercise.
One of the major scenarios that were discussed there was the possibility of a plane being hijacked over the Greek airspace and the possibility of that plane being used for a 9/11 type of attack. And the question was put to the Greek officials, who was going to make the decision for shooting down the plane if it came to that? And they didn't have an answer right away.
But as a result of the exercise, Papahelas says it was decided that during the games, the prime minister will receive information in real time and then make the tough decisions. Indeed, even those who are worried about Olympic security acknowledge Greek authorities have been quite willing to learn and change. They've been working with a seven-nation advisory group on Olympic security, which includes the U.S., Israel, and Spain. U.S. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher thinks the work will pay off.
We've looked at this again and again and again, and we always come out where we are, that the preparations are well underway. We're working closely with them. We have every confidence that working in this fashion, we can get to a safe and secure Olympics.
Greece will spend close to $1 billion on Olympic safety and mobilize a security force of at least 50,000. NATO says it'll provide surveillance planes. RAND Corporation's Bruce Hoffman says the vast security effort is appropriate, considering the risks now associated with the Olympics.
What at one point was really security focused on the event itself and the athletes' housing and the various venues associated with it, the problem with Olympic security now is that it's become a nationwide concern, that you can't just focus on the event itself, you have to focus on the surrounding environment equally.
That will be a considerable challenge in Greece. The country has thousands of islands and a huge coastline to patrol. It's close to the Middle East and borders Turkey, which last month experienced two major terrorist attacks. Security planners have marked important dates on the calendar. February and March, more security exercises. End of June, all Olympic facilities closed off to limit access. August 13th, the games begin. And most important, August 29th, when the games end, and officials hope they can breathe a sigh of relief. Tom Goldman, NPR News.